Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Sunday, October 11th, 2015, and you are tuned in to Talking Smooth Jazz. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Dante Lewis picture. That will bring you into the show page. Below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. Today, I am welcoming a saxophonist named Dante Lewis. He has a brand new release called No Cover Charge, and it features Nick Colleone and Kevin Whalum. Dante, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you, Jazz Queen, for having me. I hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, I am. I'm in Vegas. I'm dealing with this heat in October still, in the 90s.
In the 90s,
in October. So,
wow.
I had to do what I got to do. So, anyway. I'm glad to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show. Thank you very much.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It is definitely my pleasure. So, let's talk about, first of all, give us a little background, a little history on Dante Lewis and how you came to play the saxophone.
It's a funny story. Once again, my name is Dante Lewis. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, born and raised. But I started in middle school on the sax. And I tell the story all the time. It's funny. I didn't want to play sax. You know how middle school, back in the 90s, you had to either pick chorus or band. So obviously I chose band, but I wanted to play the drums. So I qualified for the drums. Yeah, I qualified for the drums, and I brought my little paper home for my grandfather. I was raised by my grandparents. For my grandfather to sign a paper and go down to Start Music and buy me a drum. And lo and behold, he told me, he said, I ain't buying you no drum. He said, you're not playing drums. So, me, I'm like, no, look right here. If you read right here, it says I qualified for drums. And he said, well, like I said, you're not playing the drums. He said, you want to play the saxophone. So, I had my mouth all poked out, hey, I lost that battle. So I had to go back to school, and my teacher, who still inspires and teaches me now, his name is Ken Cheeks, I went back, I said, Mr. Cheeks, he's like, where your drum? I said, my grandfather wouldn't get it. I said, he told me I got to play the saxophone. He said, well, I got a spot left in the saxophone section. He said, let's try the little mouthpiece test. So I did the mouthpiece test, and lo and behold, he said, well, you qualify for saxophone. So I took my paper home that day, and my grandfather saw it. He said, saxophone, and he went down to Start Music. He didn't rent it. He bought me a sax right there on the spot, and I've been playing ever since.
Now, what was his reasoning? I mean, he was sounded very adamant for you to play the saxophone.
Yeah,
did he tell you why?
Well, he liked sax. Well, he always, because in his day he grew up with it, and it was big bands, so it was a lot of horn players. And so one of his reasons is like, there's only one drummer. He said, so have more opportunities. He said, because you can get into a big band and you can get in be a part of the horn section. He said, there's only one drummer. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you're right, but I guess he saw something in me that I didn't see, and I appreciate him for that.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so now your new release, No Cover Charge, features, as I said, Nick Colleone and Kevin Whalum.
Uh-huh.
And Mike is on. Mike, meet Dante Lewis.
Hey, Dante, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I'm good, man. Can't complain, man. What about yourself?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm doing all right.
So, Mike, I had asked Dante earlier, did you see him perform at the Low Country Jazz Festival?
No, actually, I've been the reason why I know about Dante is, one, because of Tammy Green, the jazz diva. Mm-hmm. She had talked about Dante before and said that Dante was a good artist. And then also, Dante is a friend of Wanda Elliott's brother, Reggie Elliott. so he's been in South Carolina as well.
Yeah,
they live down in South Carolina. So he had told me about you before. He was the first one to tell me about you, and told me that you guys were friends and everything. And so, you know, once Tammy booked you to the cruise, I said, well, you know, I said, here's this Dante Lewis again, so let me reach out to him, you know. Yeah, definitely.
I definitely appreciate that, man. And I hope you got your CD in time.
Yes, I got it. Great CD. I love it, man. Yeah, great CD,
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and speaking of no cover charge, how does that reflect on you as an artist and a person?
Oh, man, no cover charge. I actually love that CD, No Cover Charge. It took me, I worked on it for about a year and a half because I wanted the CD to be one of my best CDs because I was doing a lot of originals. I did 8 originals and 2 covers. And, you know, I just did the covers just to have, you know, some recognition, name recognition songs on the CD. But I was really concentrating on my originals. And when me and my producer, Byron Council, was putting the song No Cover Charge together, I heard Nick Colleon playing on it. And I said, well, let me reach out to him because I opened up for him at the Low Country Jazz Fest. And me and him talked for a little while. He always had encouraging words. So I reached out to him, and bam, he was like, well, send it to me. He said, I'll work it out. And I sent it to him. He sent it back to me in about 3 days. And and I love the song. I love the song.
Now I want to ask you something. I know that you did a CD, your first CD was a gospel jazz CD. So do you consider yourself a gospel jazz artist?
No, my first CD was actually a smooth jazz CD. The gospel jazz CD is my second CD. My first one was entitled Set the Mood. And I actually did 6 covers and 4 originals on that one. And, you know, I'm just getting out. I was brand new to the market, so that's just my kickoff CD. And the gospel jazz is, you know, definitely my roots. You know, I grew up in the church, born and raised in the church, so you know you can never forget about your roots. So those are those 2 CDs. It came out in 2010 and the gospel jazz in 2011.
Okay. Wanda, I don't know if you know Wanda Jazz Lady.
Yes, I know her, yes.
not very many artists don't know her. But when posted about having you on the show, she had commented about the Set the Mood release and the Luther Vandross cover that you did on that. She's a fan for sure.
Yes. Oh yeah, she's a good lady.
Yeah, fan for sure. So when you you said you have mostly originals on this with a few covers, and that was how you set out to do this CD. You wanted to have more originals than your than Set the Mood.
Oh yes, man. I wanted majority originals, just so that, you know, my fans and my new fans to hear some of Dante Lewis. I wanted them to hear me and hear my music. And I got together. A guy out of LA helped me write some. One of my band members, my bass player Rod King, he helped me write cut on there, also along with my producer Byron Count. So, you know, it was a whole lot of fun in the process of the CD, and it's coming off real good, and I'm getting a lot of great feedback from it, and you know I'm thankful for it.
Yeah. How does your music come to you? How are you inspired by the music that you write?
It's funny, man. I would get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, running into the bathroom, swinging into my phone because I'm sleeping, all of a melody line just hit me in the middle of the night, and all my songs were just about in the middle of the night, and I'm running to my phone, humming in my phone, then I send it to Byron and say, hey, man, what you think about this, let's pull off of this, or I send it to my bass player, Rod, he said, all right, I think I can do something with that, and we just be in the studio and talking, and then the song will just evolve from there. Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. Yeah.
So when you sent the music to Nick Colleon to play, did you send it to him and just said, do your thing? You didn't send him a chart or anything? You just let him do his thing?
I had the melody line, and he doubled the melody line with me. And then for the solo section, I just told him, man, do your thing. Do what you want to do. Same thing on the rhythm. I said, man, just color the song up for me. He was like, I got you, baby boy. I got you, baby boy. So it was so cool, man. You know, Nick is the coolest cat I know, and I love him mm-hmm. to death, and I appreciate him having his blessing on the city for me. And one of the things that he said was just like, you know, we need some new flavor in the jazz world. And he said, man, I don't mind standing behind you 100%. So shout out to Nick Colleon for his love. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And I also want to suggest, Dante, that you send your CD to Ronald Jackson at the Smooth Jazz Ride for review.
Okay.
And
yeah, I did.
I will send. Oh, you did? Okay, because I was going to say I'll send you
the
information.
Yeah, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did. I think he should get it. If he didn't get it Saturday, he should have it Monday.
Okay, all right. So I'll look forward to seeing what he. Reading what he thinks about this new
okay.
release. That's cool. And then let's talk about Kevin Whalum. How did you meet him?
Man, Kevin, you know, I idolize his brother, Kirk Whalum. And that's one of the jazz artists that my grandfather introduced me to was Kirk Whalum. And I just love the sound, and I love his ability to play smooth jazz and gospel jazz because, you know, I definitely love gospel too. So, and when I would always hear a CD and I would wonder who was that singing on the CD. So I got a DVD of, I think it's Gospel Chord and Jazz number 2, and I saw his brother Kevin Whalum. I just fell in love with his voice. So when the song came up Very Well, that's the song that he sung on, I heard his voice on it. I said, man, I would love for Kevin Whalum to sing this for me. So I inboxed him on Facebook, and I said, hey, man, would you mind doing this track? You know, I introduced myself, I'm Dante Lewis, yada, yada, yada. And so, you know, at first he didn't reply. So, you know, I don't take no for an answer too quickly. So I hit him again, and he was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. He said, I forgot to hit you back. He said, give me a call. And I said, oh, my God, I got his number. Oh, my God. So I called him, and we talked for a while. And he was like, well, he said, I've been following you on Facebook. He said, I like what you're doing. He said, send me the track. He said, now, if I like it, he said, I'll do it. He said, if I don't like it, he said, you know, we'll try again. And I could do not respect him for that. And so I sent him the track. He loved it. And he did the song, I think he did it within a week. And he actually came up to do my CD release, and that was my first time ever meeting him in person. I picked him up from the airport. Yeah, and that's my first time ever meeting him in person. So we did my CD release here in Columbia, then we did my CD release in Charlotte with Tammy Green. And then the city of Columbia loved him so much with me, they brought us back to kick off the jazz series in the park here. So we have done 3 shows together so far, so you never know how a relationship will start. You know?
That's right. That's so true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you, now, I know that, you know, you guys are down in a little country, down in South Carolina, in the North Carolina area. Now, how has the CD taken off for you as far as getting you more of a national exposure on the scene and everything?
It's been going great. I have my marketing guy from ASL Media, Adam. He is marketing my CD now, and it's going great. For the last couple of weeks, I have been in the most added top 10 for the Spin Crease, the No Cover Charge with Nick Colleon, and it's been going great, and I definitely appreciate Adam for his hard work that he's been doing with the track. So I'm getting a lot of good name recognition for being in the number with those other guys that has been in the charts, you know, forever. So it's going great. So I can't wait to see the results for this week once all the numbers come in. And hopefully I see where I'm at within the smooth jazz, BDS, and the groove jazz music charts for this week.
Cool.
Okay. I wanted to make a comment on what you said about Kevin following you on Facebook. Mike manages guitarist David T. Stevens, and Mike and I are always having a conversation about how you never know who's watching you, promoters, other musicians, whatever on Facebook, and what you post and what you say and all of that. And here's Kevin that you didn't know has been following you all this time, watching what you're doing all this time, and was more than happy to, you know, help you out on your record.
Yeah, I mean, more than happy. I mean, it was just a great relationship from day one. And you're right. You never know. So, yeah.
That's good. Well, shout out to Kevin Whalum as well.
Yes.
Now I gotta ask you about your cover art, because I like the color scheme in the cover art and thing. Who does the graphics?
Man, this guy in town does my artwork. His name is Derek Brown, and he is just so phenomenal. And I never tell him what to do. I go take pictures, and I just send him all the pictures, and he takes the pictures. And next thing I know, I go back to his house, or he sends me an email, and it's done. I never give him any insight, and no cover charge. CD. He just blew my mind with what he did with that cover. And he's a great guy, man. Great guy. His name is Derek Brown. Phenomenal. Yes, phenomenal.
Yeah, very good work.
Graphic artist. Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I like it too.
So definitely follow him on Facebook. Yeah.
He added the background.
No, I took the background. I actually took that photo at one of the restaurants here that endorsed me on some things, and I used their restaurant. And I just took pictures inside the restaurant, outside the restaurant, and he just took the photo from there. So
yeah,
it was just
he
great.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, it was just great.
Did a nice job. And I even liked the font. When I asked you about the font, I was like, okay, I need to use this font. I had to sign over that font.
thank you. I would have to call. I never tell him anything. He just has that eye, you know, for his job, and he does it very well. Yeah,
great job. Great job on that. All right, let's listen to some music. Since we were talking about Kevin Whalum, I'm going to play the song that he is featured on.
Okay.
So tell me about that.
It's a song called Very Well. It was produced by my producer, Byron Count. And he said the song just came to him one day coming back from a gig himself, and he said he actually pulled over to a Bilo shopping center and just started writing the lyrics to the song. And that's how the song came. And it was just amazing how songs come to people. And so we started naming a Bilo, something with Bilo in it. But he came up with Very Well. And it's a great song. So y'all definitely check out the lyrics and let me know what you think.
All right. Very well.
No doubt about it. I wake up looking for your touch, and Lord knows without it, I just don't feel like doing much, 'cause it's all about you. And oh, the way you make me feel, I always keep you in my heart, Sometimes I see you in passing, making people smile, and I'd love to keep you, but all of you just can't be mine. Just to feel you, just to treasure you within my heart, I cry when you tell me goodbye. Very well, I'm writing this song for you. Can't you tell? I'm hoping you show me you really care. As long as it's me and you like this well, I'm hoping to be like you. Can't believe how fast my life has passed me by, and I know you tell me to slow it down and take my time. I'm nothing much without you. I build my world around you. I need you here in my mama that loves you, yeah. Just wanna see you, I wanna touch you. Life will be so swell.
Featuring Kevin Whalum, and that is off of Dante Lewis' new release, No Cover Charge. You can find that on his website, DanteLewisMusic.com. Very nice, Dante.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, man, that was definitely a fun track. I definitely enjoy Kevin's voice every time I hear it.
All right. So now, question, what do you personally consider to be the most incisive moment in your artistic work and or your career?
One of my greatest moments that I would never forget is the first time that I opened, when I opened for Norman Brown back in 2011. I was just so excited. I was like, wow, this is Norman Brown. You know, Norman Brown has won a Grammy. Oh, my God, this is Norman Brown. I love his music, and I'm going to open up for him. So that was one of my top greatest moments is when I opened the show up for him, and him and his band was so very warm, and they loved us. They actually came to the side of the stage and watched our show. I'll never forget his keyboardist, Treviso. He said they was in the dressing room, and they had the music piping in. He's like, yo, I got to come out and see who this is. And I was like, wow, man, thank you so much. So Norman Brown is one of my top moments that I would never forget that really, really inspired me.
Now, I have to ask you about that because was that like at a jazz fest or was that a concert?
It was a concert put on by Tammy Green, the jazz diva. It was part of her Carolina concert series. And and it was just perfect. It was me and him on the ticket, and it was definitely a sold-out show. And I was so grateful for the opportunity to open up for a guy of that caliber.
Okay, because where I was going with that is that most promoters, you know, they don't want to book an indie artist on a show, but when you said Tammy, I was like, okay, then I didn't have to go any further with that because she's pretty good at doing that. Yeah, she's pretty good at doing that and giving them opportunity. So guess who's on the phone? Miss Wanda. Miss Wanda.
Wanda, yeah. Hey.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just so excited because I saw Carol Riddick last night.
He was good.
Well, say hello to Dante.
Dante. Hello, Dante.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Ms. Wanda?
I'm good, Mr. Never Too Much.
Thank you. I'm doing great, man. I'm glad you chimed in with us.
Well, good. I just got one serious question. I know it can be resolved real fast, like.
Okay.
first of all, I do love your music, and I do have your first CD, but your second CD is not out there for me to get.
Talking about Songs of a Servant, my gospel jazz.
No, not the gospel jazz. The no cover.
No cover charge. Yes, you want a hard copy?
I love my hard copy.
Okay, I get you one. Cause CD Baby should have had the shipment by now. I use CD Baby for my hard copies or for online, but I can I can get you one. So just send me your address again on Facebook and just put it in my inbox, and
I'll
get your hard copy your way. Okay.
I sure will, because I know the downloads are fine, but I'm an old school girl, and I need to have my physical CD so my artist can sign it. And once it's signed, it means so much more to me.
That's right. I definitely get that to you. You know, that's no problem.
Well, I appreciate that, and I just want to let you know you are in on the top with all my other saxophonists. You're up there with them.
Man, thank you. Thank you.
And when I saw that you were going to be on Talking Smooth, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know I got to call in.
That's right. you know, I definitely appreciate the love. Thank you.
Your ears must have been burning, Wanda, because I told him when I posted that he was going to be on the show, you commented on the post. So.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I just love calling in. I don't know how many other people call in, but, you know, for the most part, I usually see my name in, you know, in the after, you know, action, you know, that you put on Facebook. And people be like, when people look at me like, you talk to all the jazz artists, because I love all my jazz artists. It's not just the saxophonist or the, you know, the bass guitar. I love all of them. Everybody.
And we appreciate your love. We definitely appreciate your love. We need people like you every day in our lives.
That's right.
And
to be honest with you, too, we also need artists and people like her, too, to really support the artists and keep this thing moving. You know, it's good that we have fans like her that support the indie artists as well. We definitely need that kind of support for you guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely need it, man. We got to keep live music alive.
That's
and
right.
That's why we try our hardest to put out good music, so that we can keep it alive. Keep it alive.
Yeah.
Well, Dante, you are doing a great job. Trust me. I've been told I have a good ear for music, and I'm sure I do because what really introduced me to your music was what I heard that Never Too Much. That's why I call you Mr. Never Too Much.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a great song. That was actually part of a live version from when I did Ashford and Simpson back in 2009. Yeah, and that was actually live. So just a little clean up, a little mastery. So that was live. So yeah, I definitely love that song. It's nothing like Luther Vandross anyway, you know.
Honey, you better know it.
All right.
I would love to see you do a Will Downing on one of your next CDs.
Yeah, that'd be nice too, because I just texted my buddy Lane Trotman. He just did a cut with Will Downing, and he just texted me back about 3 minutes ago and said, thanks, man, for the love. So, yeah, I love that song that he just wrote with Will Downing. Yeah,
that's a nice one.
We'll get ready to see Mr. Trotman at Blues Alley, and he already knows I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
That's right. And he just texted me three minutes ago,
All right, Ms. Wanda.
Yes?
I was just saying, okay.
I said it was good to talk with Mr. Dante and Mike and to Terry and all of my crew.
Sure.
I know you
always wanted. Good talking to you.
We know the whole world know who I am now, so.
Thank you, Ms. Wanda.
You keep calling in, Wanda.
All right, I'll call later.
You have a good day. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She is such a fan.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, I love her. Dante, what is the misconception that people have about you?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard of anything yet. But I hope all things are good things. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah. and that's the reason. And that's the reason why I kind of asked you about the gospel thing, because, you know, sometimes a lot of artists get kind of pigeonholed into that certain category of either being a straight gospel artist or just a contemporary jazz artist, you know. And you know, like I said, you're just a contemporary jazz saxophonist who, you know, happens to, like you said, be raised in a church. But, you know, once somebody see that you did a gospel CD, then they kind of lump you into that situation with like a Kurt Whalum or a Ben Tankard and people like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of asked you that earlier. Yeah.
No, not really. I haven't had a misconception in far as that aspect, because I have been booked on shows where people wanted me to do a gospel jazz show. I have shows, obviously, that people wanted me to do contemporary smooth jazz. So, but I think the thing is that we as artists shouldn't be scared to dabble in other genres, whether it's gospel jazz or whether it's rock and roll, because the thing is that we have to continue to make good music, and also we have to continue to be very unique within ourselves when it comes to our branding. So I would tell all artists, don't be afraid of it. I mean, I talk about Kurt Whalum a lot. I mean, he's not afraid of it. You see Kurt Whalum do all originals, and all of a sudden you see him do the Babyface book, you know. Yeah. Nothing but R&B tunes. The next thing you know, he got a gospel chord and a jazz 4 out, you know. And Lord knows he's probably going to have a gospel chord and a jazz 5 coming out. So the thing is, we can't just get caught up in one area because we just have to keep moving and keep pressing forward in our careers.
Yeah, so true. So true. All right, I'm going to play the title track from the No Cover Charge release. Tell me about this one.
Oh, that's the joint that I love. That's what is getting played on the radio. That's what I'm marketing right now. No Cover Charge featuring Nick Corleone. And as I said before, you know, I met Nick at the Boney James show down at the Low Country Jazz. So he loved the track, and I loved him for playing on it. So y'all let me know what y'all think about this.
Okay, No Cover Charge.
Thank you.
No cover charge. The title track from Dante Lewis' new release. I have to ask you about Nick Coleon and Dante, because we know that, you know, he's been titled the best dressed man in smooth jazz.
Yes.
Do you remember what he was wearing?
Yes. Nick, when I met him, Nick came out with a lavender suit and was dressed down, had on a hat to match. When he stepped on stage, the crowd went crazy. Yes, the crowd went crazy, and he definitely put on a show. He definitely put on a show. Yeah, he's a great guy, man. Great guy.
His suits alone are the show. I mean, you know, we anticipate what he's going to wear when he walks out on the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, what is he going to wear now?
Yeah.
And he's not afraid of color, so Nick will just
with
it.
He came with it. It was lavender, and I think I still have that picture in my Dropbox somewhere. Yeah, but he was clean. He was clean, and the crowd loved it. The crowd loved every minute of it. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. Here's a question for you about three other saxophonists. You're walking along, and you come upon Branford Marsalis, Cannonball Adderley, and Sonny Rollins. Who would you sit down with and learn from?
Say the names one more time.
Branford Marsalis, Cannonball Adderley, and Sonny Rollins.
God almighty. How about all of them? I would say Cannonball. And the reason I would say him is because his vocabulary on those jazz straight ahead is so phenomenal. I would definitely pick his brain. Like, what were you thinking? How did you think of this line? How did you think of that line to go there? I mean, because you got some of those lines that he plays today that some saxophonists, we still trying to figure out how and why did he do it there. And I just love to pick his vocabulary. I would definitely love to have an hour talk with him. Yeah.
And I know that you list Grover Washington Jr. as an influence. What would you talk to him about?
I would talk to Grover about just because, you know, Grover was so smooth. He was so smooth with his playing. As you know, as you listen to songs like Wine Light and you know, the very popular Mr. Magic, he just was so smooth and funky at the same time. So I would talk to him about being smooth and how to really come off to my audience and come off on my CDs and any project that I play on of the world of smooth. You know, so that's what I would want to talk to him about, is the world of smooth. I mean, because he was just so smooth, and you know, just like a, as they say, a smooth operator. You know, that was him on the sax, and that's what I like about him. Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about doing a straight ahead CD?
I've thought about it. I do some straight ahead whenever I play. I play at a lot of restaurants here in Columbia, and we do a lot of straight ahead. I play a lot of straight ahead songs at the restaurants, you know, because they're very appropriate. But with the market now, you know, smooth jazz is really the thing now. So I would think from a marketing and a career standpoint, I would have to keep it smooth jazz. But I think that I could throw a twist or some straight ahead into one of the smooth jazz songs, because there's nothing like going left, taking a left turn in the middle of one of your songs. So, and I know on my next CD, because me and Kevin was talking about that, I think on my next CD I'm going to take about two or three songs and kind of go left with them, you know, just because it's such a different aspect of music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, I read you have an app, a mobile app.
Yes, I have a mobile app through Reverb Nation. It's a very popular musician website. And with that app, you can definitely listen to about four of my songs. I think I have two from my new CD, one from my first CD, and one of my gospel jazz. And you can definitely listen to all my music. You can definitely keep up with my shows. And that's the main thing that I wanted the app for, just to keep up with so you can keep up with my shows. You might say, oh, he's near here, oh, I want a plan to come to this. And you got it right there in your hand. You know, if anything ever pop up that you want to catch me.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to let you choose it.
The next song, play, God, it's either Nighthawk or Breezy Clarity. Do Breezy Clarity. That's number one. I wrote that, me and my bass player, Rod King, wrote that. And it has a different feel to it. So since we're talking about going left a little bit, so tell me what you think about this. Breezy Clarity.
Okay, and pronounce it. What is it again, Breezy?
Clairaudience.
Clairaudience. Okay,
yeah,
that's what I thought. Okay, Breezy Clairaudience. All right, here we go. Breezy Clairaudience. What does Clairaudience mean?
Clairaudience means it's like the, it's the ability to hear sounds that that exist like beyond the reach of your normal hearing. And with this song, the reason I named it Clair, I just wanted something different because I thought the song was so different, especially by the way that the chords are arranged in it, the different, you know, you hear a piano, you hear this funky, different style Rhodes piano sound in it, and so I just tried to find a title that made it different that matches the song because the song is so different, and so I came up with the word Clairaudience, Breezy Clairaudience, and so I just thought it was a pretty good name to fit the song title. So
all right, Breezy Clairaudience from Dante's new release. No cover charge. I have a phone call. Area code 803. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello?
Hi, this is Terry. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi, thanks, what's your name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. Did you have a question for Dante?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what made him get Nick Colleon?
Michael, is this my boy J. Michael Peoples? J. Michael, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, good, man. I saw that it was on your Facebook wall that it was live radio. That's cool.
Man, I appreciate the love, man. And one of the reasons they helped me get Nick Colleon is the guy talking on the phone right there, J. Michael Peoples. He's a phenomenal guitarist. And when we was talking about the song, he said, "Hey, man, you ought to try Nick." And that was one of the people that helped me to get Nick, because I actually was trying to get J. Michael to play on the song. But J. Michael was tied up with his record entitled Enigma, so it was hard to get studio time with him. So, yeah, okay. J. Michael, thanks, man, for the extra help.
Oh, man, no problem, man. We got to play together soon.
Very, very soon. Matter of fact, me and J. Michael been playing together going over at least 6 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for hooking him up with Nick Colleon.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right, J. Michael, thank you again.
I guess he's gone.
Okay. Yes, he's gone. Uh-huh. He's gone. All right, one last question, Dante.
Okay.
What tune would you play for someone who's never heard of jazz?
Never
heard
of
jazz. Him?
Mm-hmm. What I find that people that never heard jazz, I would try to introduce them with a cover tune, something they can recognize, but with the instrumentalist twist to it. Because I have had a lot of people that have come to the show. I was looking for something to do in the city. I didn't really like jazz, but I just wanted to come to the concert. Then after the concert, oh my God, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know it was going to be like that. You know, I love your music. I love your originals. It was so much fun. So I would definitely introduce a person to a cover tune first with the instrumental twist to it, to get them to say, oh, okay, I like this. So I would do that.
Okay. I wish we could get more of the younger audience into jazz. You know, and not just smooth jazz, but jazz period, you know.
Jazz period, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be good.
Yeah, because
okay.
A lot of the young folks, they think when they hear jazz, they think of, hearing the swing, the Miles Davis and all that with the swing and A-Train and stuff like that. So that's what they thinking it's about. But, jazz has evolved into a more smooth and more contemporary, more urban style now. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to listen to.
Right, right. Okay. All right, let everyone know where they can find you on the web and your music.
You can definitely find me on DanteLewisMusic.com. That's DanteLewis, DanteLewisMusic.com. You can definitely find me at all the social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, under my name. And you can definitely get my music off of iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, and also CDBaby.com.
Okay.
That's where you can get my music, and any other booking information, you can definitely get that through my website.
Okay. Now, I found you on Twitter and Instagram at Saxman D. Lewis. Do you have another handle? Okay.
No, that's it. Saxman D. Lewis, yeah.
Okay, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. Cool.
Twitter,
all right,
Instagram.
Mike, do you have any other questions? Yeah.
No more questions from me.
Man,
all
thanks,
right, well,
man. Thank you, Mike, man.
Hey, Dante.
We
definitely got to come see you, man. I know you guys are going to be in South Carolina, North Carolina, and everything soon. I know you're going to be you're getting booked again for the jazz cruise next year as well down in Tampa.
Yes, Yes, I'm booked again for the Jazz Cruise again, me and my band. So I can't wait for that, man. It was a great experience this year. Yeah, it was fun. Hopefully you could get on the boat this year, man, coming up.
Yeah. I'm trying to get down there with you guys or something, man. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It was definitely great talking to you, man. Like I said, it's a great city, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. Hope to be your way real soon, too.
Was that a hint? Well, we will see that. We will definitely see. Like, because the Elliots are definitely pushing for you. Your boy Reggie,
okay.
He's definitely talking about you. So, you know, so you definitely got some people up here that have come up here to definitely come out and support you, man.
Man, I appreciate the love, man. If you hear anything that you think I should be a part of, man, let me know so I can try to get a part of it, okay?
All right, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for giving Mike and I an opportunity to speak with you, Dante. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. I appreciate you so much, Terry. I really appreciate the love taking time out your day to talk with me. So, once again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed it. All right, thank you again. You have a great day.
Okay. You too, and see y'all soon, okay?
Okay. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That was saxophonist Dante Lewis. His new release is called No Cover Charge. You can find it on his website, DanteLewisMusic.com, iTunes, CD Baby, all those usual places. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at SaxmanDLewis and on Facebook. Okay, Mike, you have anything to add?
No, nothing else to add, Terry. That's it for me, so...
All right, then. I'm going to close the show with another song from the Ready, No Cover Charge release. And I'm going to thank those in the chat room, Ollie. Thank you, Ollie. There's a guest in the chat room. Thanks to Jay, Michael, and Wanda for calling in. This is called Ready or Not. You've been listening to...
Sorry. I'm sorry. One quick thing. I haven't interrupted you in years, but Jay Michael, is that Jay Michael Peoples?
Yes.
That is okay. Well, we gotta get him on too, Terry. Doesn't he have a CD out as well, Dante?
Yes, he have a new CD out. Yeah, called. Well, it's not new. It's about a year old now. It's called Enigma. You definitely have to get him on. And I was so proud of my boy because he did his whole CD is all originals, and the CD is amazing. So definitely check him out. Definitely get him on the show. Yeah, J. Michael. Pinto,
yeah, we definitely hit him on Terry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay.
That's
Mike,
another artist that
Tammy
kind of promotes down there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Jay, Mike, if you're listening, we're coming for you. We are coming for you. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
Yeah.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. This is Ready or Not. Thank you, Dante.
Thank you. See y'all soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.